in Christ.
Blog Talk Radio.
The righteousness of God in Him. He who knew nothing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew nothing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. He was despised that I may now be free. He was despised that I may now be saved. He who knew nothing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew nothing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. He was despised that I may now be free. He was despised that I may now be saved. He who knew nothing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew nothing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. He was despised that I may now be free. He was despised that I may now be saved. He who knew nothing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should I shadows come? Why should my heart seem lonely? I long for heaven, my home. When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should I shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely? I long for heaven, my home. When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I am at peace. I sing because I am free. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should my shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven, my home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes in sound and sorrow, and I know he worship me. I sing because I am at peace. I sing because I am free. His eyes in sound and sorrow, and I know he watches me. His eyes is on the sorrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I am happy. I sing because I am free. His eyes is on the sorrow, and I know he watches me. His eyes is on the sorrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I am happy. I sing because I am free. His eyes is on the sorrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I am happy. I sing because I am free. His eyes is on the sorrow, and I know he watches me. His eyes is on the sorrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I am happy. I sing because I am free. His eyes is on the sorrow, and I know he watches me. Hallelujah. You're welcome to our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries, reaching you all the way from Jesus Christ Lower Mission in Silver Spring, Maryland. We're glad to be with you again. We've been very busy in several other stations, but the Lord has led us to recommence on this Blog Talk Radio. And so we are here to discuss the topic that God laid in my heart a couple of days ago, the power of righteousness. Is righteousness attainable today? The power of righteousness in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. What do we gain from righteousness, from righteous living? Living right with God, what does it mean? And the theme is restoring our nation. Our nation, the United States of America, and other nations, we want God to restore them, because we can see that there is a deviation from God's principles, from God's word, from the way of doing God. You can't do anything without God. No more can ye except ye abide. Jesus made this statement in John 15. No more can ye except ye abide. You got to abide in Christ, and his words abide in you. And then you can ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John chapter 15, verse 7. We're talking about the way forward, moving our nations forward. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, starting from verse 13, God made it clear. He said, if I shut up the heavens, and there be no rain, and there's no vegetation, there's famine, there are issues, there are problems on earth, if I, God, shut off the heaven. Verse 14 says, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I, God, will hear from heaven. For those of you who want to join in this program, you can dial the calling number, area code 714-242-6207. Area code 714-242-6207. And call all your friends and everyone to begin to call in And let's enjoy this word of God together. It will be a blessing to you. Wherever you are in any part of the world, you can call in area code 714-242-6207 and enjoy this word of God to bless your life. Righteousness is a must for our life today, because Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34, it says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a disgrace for any people. Sin brings down. Sin demoralizes. But righteousness promotes a nation. Righteousness means right living, living right with God, doing the will of God, you know, following God's principles of the Bible, following the Ten Commandments and doing what God wants us to do, doing right with God. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 19, from verse 12 to 26. The people, they rebel against God. And they were doing all kinds of immoral things, all kinds of sexual perversion, sexual promiscuity, uncleanness, sexual uncleanness. And God was angry with them. And because God was angry, the people of Nineveh received the judgment of God after he sent the angels to warn them, and they didn't repent. Only Lot and his family, God saved. Lot and his wife and their two daughters, God saved. Sodom and Gomorrah. All the other people, they perished because they wouldn't repent, they wouldn't change. They want to do their own thing. And God judged them. See, may that not be our portion in Jesus' name. Because today, people are still practicing Sodom and Gomorrah. And this is demoralizing the nation. It is a curse, it's not a blessing. Because God was angry with the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and he punished them. He destroyed. May we not be destroyed in the name of Jesus as we begin to follow righteousness. They follow righteousness. Without him, no one shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12 verse 14. Follow peace before men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Follow peace before men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. You can't live in sin and expect God to bless your life. You can't live in sin and expect God to do things for you. God will not bless sin. Righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness promotes a nation. Righteousness promotes a people. Elijah was a man of like passion, but yet he called heaven and earth to obey him. Prophet Elijah in James chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Prophet Elijah was a man like us. And he told rain, stop, and there was no rain. Then he said again, rain, fall, and rain began to fall. Because he moved with God. He lived with God. He was a righteous man. He lived a clean life. And God honored his words and honored his prayers. May that be your lifestyle. May that be your portion. In the name of Jesus. You shall not live a reckless life. You shall not live an unclean life like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. We also read about the people of Nineveh in Jonah chapter 3. The book of Jonah chapter 3 from verses 1 to the end. The people of Nineveh, they too were under judgment. And God sent prophet Jonah to go and warn them of impending destruction. And see, one thing about God, God is a loving God. God is a good God. God heals, God saves, God delivers, God blesses, God does many things. But when you live recklessly and carelessly before God, the same God will judge you. The same God that blesses, the same God that heals, the same God that delivers, the same God that prospers people. If you insult God by your lifestyle, or you mock God, or you do things that don't please God, that same God will turn against you and punish you, even destroy you and kill you. Of course, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, he says, I'm the Lord. I create, I kill, and I make, I heal, and I wound. The same God. See, he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The same God is a sheep, is a lamb of God. See, he has so many nations. He can decide to be loving, and he can decide to be a God of judgment. But our prayer is that may we not incur the judgment of God like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. In the name of Jesus, may we not live like the people of Nineveh. They forsook God, the God of Israel. They forsook the true God. And they were doing all kind of stuff. And God sent Prophet Jonah to warn them of judgment. And when he warned them, as God will have it, they were convinced by the Holy Spirit. And they changed their lifestyle. And they repented in sackcloth. Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to the end. They repented in sackcloth. And when they repented, God changed his heart. God changed his plan. He changed his mind. Today you can change the mind of God. Is God offended with you? You can repent. Say, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. It is Christ who died for us to be saved. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Because a lot of Christians, a lot of people, they say, through Christ we have grace. Yes, that is true. Because you have grace, unmerited favor, you have the mercy of God, that is not liberty for you to do the unthinkable. That's not a certificate for you to live carelessly. God wants you to live right. Scripture says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you fear God, you will keep his commandments. If you fear God, you will obey him. Someone said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, follow what I'm saying. If you love me, do what I ask you to do. You can't say you love God and you disobey God. You broke the law of God. You can't say you love God and you are living recklessly. You can't say you love God and you are doing your own thing. You got to obey your Creator, your Maker. Whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth. Selfishness and greed has begun to rule the world today. James chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. James chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Say, from whence cometh wars among you? From whence cometh conflict and trouble and quarrel and fighting amongst you? James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. From whence cometh war? You have wars and conflicts and confusion because you act amiss. You are selfish with your actions. You are asking that you might consume it upon your own lust. And that is why there is problem. There is selfishness and there is greed. Everyone is amassing wealth to his or herself. You don't care what happens to the next person. All you know is about you. It's about self. Self. Me, me, me. See? Self-aggrandizement. See, selfishness and greed, just me alone. Let me have it all alone for myself. And then millions of people are suffering, millions of souls don't have. And then you are amassing other people's wealth to yourself. All these are the things that are annoying God. God is angry with his people and they need to repent. You need to give your life to Christ, be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about going to church. Everyone today is going to church. Even the devil is going to church. That's not what we're talking about. We are talking about a new life in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the word of God says, If any man, if any woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. The old life of sin, the old life of telling lies, the old life of stealing, the old life of sexual perversion, sexual immorality, sexual promiscuity, the old things must pass away. All liars shall have themselves in the lake of fire. All adulterers and fornicators, they shall have themselves in the lake of fire, because that is their destination. They have followed Satan, the father of lies, and they have spoken lies and committed sin and iniquity and evil in their lives, and God is angry. God is calling us, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. James chapter 4, verse 8. James chapter 4, verse 8. God said, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. If you run away from God, God will pull away from you too. He is calling you. He is your creator. He is your maker. He knows you better. He knows your need. He knows your problems. He knows where you are hurting. He knows what you are going through. Why don't you come unto him? Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's calling you today to cast all your cares and burdens upon Christ, for he cares for you. Where else will you go? People are running to and fro when God is saying, come unto me. And people just waste all their time, money, wealth, and everything, running to and fro, going here and there. There's no help in anywhere. I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Our help must come from the Lord. You cannot look away from God and find help. In him there is help. In him there is salvation. In him there is deliverance. In him there is blessing. That is your God, that is the one you should come unto, and you shall find salvation. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Do you believe God like Abraham? Abraham had faith in God. He had his trust. He had his hope in God. And it was counted for him as righteousness. You need to believe God like Abraham. You need to trust God like Abraham. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. That's what we call imputed righteousness. The righteousness that God gives you through Jesus Christ. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. But by the grace of God through Jesus Christ, we have him as our righteousness. That's why the scripture says we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It is through Jesus we have our righteousness. And that's not a certificate for you to live like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's not a certificate for you to mess around. That's not a certificate for you to do evil and say our righteousness is of God. And so I must live in sin so that grace may abound. No, that's not true. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. There's a question for you right now. Do you believe God? Do you trust in him? Do you hope in him? Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you been saved and been born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit? What else are you looking for? If you have not reconciled with God, your Creator, God is calling you today to come and receive. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will save you, he will set you free. Everybody come, come to Jesus, Come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. Everybody come, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. Everybody come, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Where will you find help? It's not through Jesus. Psalm 126 verse 1. Psalm 126 verse 1. He said, when the Lord turned again our captivity, we were like dead of dreams. It was God that turned the captivity of Israel. Two times, Israel went into captivity. Egyptian captivity for over 400 years, and the Assyrian Babylonian captivity for 70 years. And in each of these captivities, God granted them deliverance. I don't know what captivity you have found yourself. You might be in captivity to sin. You might be in captivity to sickness. You might be in captivity to the devil. You might be in captivity to your own self. You might be in captivity to the things of the world. There are a lot of things that captivate people and keep them in bondage. Jesus is here today to turn your situation around. When the Lord turned again our captivity, we were like dead that dream. Let God turn again your captivity today. Your captivity can be turned around. Your captivity can change today by calling upon God, by calling upon Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that can change things and turn them around. I want to pray with you right now. Wherever you are, I want you to put your right hand on your chest and put your left hand on your radio or television or iPad or laptops or whatever device you are using to listen right now. Put your left hand on that device and put your right hand on your chest. And I'm asking you to confess your sins to God and repent and get right with God. Let Jesus come into your heart, into your life. Let Jesus be your personal Lord and Savior. Let him own you. Let him be your everything. Start living for him right now. Your life will never be the same again. Open up and receive him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and let him save you eternally. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who have heard this word of God, that this word shall have a power. Let this word save your soul now in the name of Jesus. I want you to feel free to email us today, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.net. ourmiraclestv.net. You can reach us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899. Area code 240-552-5899. We invite you to watch it with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, 611 Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Every Saturday evening, 7 p.m., Sunday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., one section, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., the second section. We want you to come with your friends and your family. God will bless you and do you good. So many have been coming, and testimonies abound every week when we meet here. Also, on Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., we have Word Explosion and Miracle Services. We want you to come and receive what God has for you. Men and women of God will be preaching and teaching. Felicia and I, we love you, and we say God bless you. Please forward this message to all your friends. Forward this link to all your friends and well-wishers and family, wherever they are, email it to them. Let them know that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you abundantly as you receive this word into your heart, that you might be a doer of this word and not just a hearer only. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Mm-hmm.